listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. And this is Treasures and Pleasures, or Pleasures and Treasures, the interchangeably monikered show. And we have a treasure coming to town Friday evening, March 20th, as well as Saturday all day, March 21st, doing a workshop called Dreams, the Magic Mirror That Never Lies. I am welcoming now Dr. Jeremy Taylor. Welcome, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're a treasure, so you're right in the right pew today.
Okay.
And what I would like to tell our local listeners here in Port Townsend is that Jeremy Taylor is an ordained Unitarian Universalist minister, has worked with Dreams for over 40 years, blends the values of spirituality with an active social conscience and a Jungian perspective. You're also a poet, Jeremy.
That's true.
So I want to dig into, right at the beginning, how you came to having an active social conscience and where and how that's expressed itself in your adult life.
The deepest source is that I am what is affectionately and not so affectionately known in the trade as a red diaper baby. My parents were political radicals in the early 1940s, and I have literally been under surveillance since before I was born.
Have you ever gotten your papers from the Fund for Open Information and Accountability?
Yes, I have. And it's an inch, maybe inch and a quarter thick stack of redacted papers that doesn't even include reports. They're all transmittal notices from one office to another.
That's very interesting.
Well, there was enough left in mine that I could figure out who it was who was their asset, telling them what I was doing in class. So
the roots of your interest in social justice go way, way, way back.
Yes, yes, possibly to my mother's womb.
So then when did the Unitarian Universalist interest come in? Were your parents of that sect in your childhood?
No, they were both pretty much militant atheists. I discovered Unitarian Universalism. It was a parting gift from a girlfriend whom I loved very much, who was a Unitarian. The two denominations had not merged yet. And as she departed to go off with somebody else, she said, you know, you really might enjoy the youth group at the Unitarian Church, the Channing Club. And I went and checked out Channing Club, and it certainly emotionally saved my life because I met all these kids who liked me for who I was, in stark contrast to all the other people who hated me for who I was.
But that's
so
really...
it was really nice to meet this bunch of people who went, oh, that's interesting. Tell us more.
Well, it's also interesting that you listened to a girlfriend that was dumping you. Because
Oh, I had no choice. She had my heart. And it was not a cruel dump. She just decided she loved somebody else better than she loved me. And he happened to be a friend of mine, and I could see her point. And it was all quite disgustingly cheerful and polite.
Well, the therapist in me says you're an even more interesting man than I thought, because that's very unusual. Then when did Dreams come in?
Well, I've been interested in dreams for my entire life. One of the turning points in my life, I'm not entirely sure how old I was. All I know is that the top of my head was lower than the flame control knobs on the propane stove in my grandmother's kitchen, because I woke up with a dream in my grandmother's house and pattered downstairs to tell it to her with total confidence that she would tell me what it meant, because at that point I sincerely believed that she knew everything that was worth knowing in the entire world. I went in and I told her the dream, and she smiled and nodded and said, how interesting. And then I said to her, okay, what does it mean? And she laughed and she said, oh, sweetheart, it's a dream. It doesn't mean anything. And I was so shocked, because I didn't know what it meant, but I knew it meant something.
So you really...
And the dominoes fell. I think five, maybe six, something like that. And I had the very clear thought, if she's wrong about this, what else is she wrong about?
You became your own person at a very early age.
Yeah, perhaps an unseemly early age. But that was, I have a vivid memory of that moment. Ever since then, I have talked to people and read everything I could get my hands on, and was continually disappointed